News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Abortion guides for minors disturbing, it says. Girls aged 15 and under, writes Paul Cullen, will be able to get an abortion without the involvement of their parents or another adult in exceptional circumstances. This is according to HSE guidelines to the termination of pregnancies. A doctor offering the abortion to the young woman who chooses not to involve an adult is required to complete an assessment. This is according to the as yet unpublished guidelines. To discuss this in more detail, we are joined on the line by Nick Flynn, who's a GP from Union Quay and Hollyhill Medical Centres in Cork City. Nick, good morning. Merry Christmas, I should say. What is your take on this story?
I suppose my first reaction would be that I'm not overly surprised by the headline. If you were to step back from the abortion issues and think about sexual health and contraception in general, as a practicing general practitioner, I would be very familiar with the dilemmas we face when young women and men come into us for contraception advice and indeed for screening and treatments for sexually transmitted diseases. So this is, from, I suppose, an ethical point of view, I would regard this as an extension of those issues, although obviously for the treatments as significant as abortion involved, the issues, I would say, are more significant. But the situation is not unexpected and would be one that we would have considered, as doctors have considered already.
The fact, though, that abortion for a lot of people, is much more significant than contraceptive advice. You know, in the context, the example that you gave, does that merit there being, I suppose, an exceptional way of dealing with this situation, as opposed to kind of dealing with it like it is contraceptive advice, as in, yes, of course you can access services, we don't need to tell parents in exceptional circumstances, but abortion in itself, is that not exceptional?
Yes, it absolutely is exceptional, but I think I would regard any young person under the age of 16 being sexually active as significant and exceptional, and principles we would apply to those situations, that one, you'd have to be absolutely certain that the young woman understands the situation, so she understands that what it is to give consent for sexual activity. She understands what sexual activity involves and that she has been sexually active. And that might sound bizarre, but actually it's very important that those issues are explored. And then she would also have to understand the nature and implication of the proposed treatment. And of course, in every single situation, every single time, we would make significant efforts to persuade the person to involve their parents. I mean, we don't want to treat young people without the consent of their parents.
Now, I understand as well that whatever about accessing medical services, that when you're presented with someone under the age of 15 in a situation like this, there are reporting guidelines with Tuesday, aren't there?
Well, there are safeguarding issues, certainly. If you thought for 1 minute that the child was vulnerable. So I think the younger the patient, the younger the child is, the less likely it is that treatment can proceed without parental consent. So certainly when you're looking at 13 and 14-year-olds, I'm not sure that certainly from a contraception point of view, I would put significant effort in beyond. I would not stop really until I could persuade that child that their parents need to be involved. But you get to an age of 15 and 16, I think, where consent and their maturity, they're developing into becoming young adults, and where it's less clear. But you're correct, there are safeguarding issues.
Tomorrow week, 1st of January, when services are meant to be up and running, and a lot of people, as I said at the outset, were waiting for these guidelines to be issued. What's your overall assessment of those guidelines and of readiness for services? Because I know in the last few days, a lot of questions being brought up about the issue of 12 weeks and 12 weeks plus 1 day, and if pills are given to someone and maybe a termination isn't the termination fails, that then they can't access it again past the 12 week point. Just what is your assessment of where we're at?
I would think that where we're at, I would trust the ICGP and I would trust the doctors that are involved to make sure that the processes that are necessary are safe and that they're patient-centred. However, personally, I do think that there was an unrealistic deadline set for this, the 1st of January 2019, and I do feel myself that, like, I mean, I'm a practicing GP with a busy practice in Cork City, and I think it was the 13th or 14th of December, I got the first glance of the guidelines. So that's one of the busiest months of the year, where there's lots of other things going on. And to be honest, I haven't had a chance to reflect and to study those correctly. And I would say a lot of my colleagues are in a similar situation. And so on the 1st of January, I would say that the system is not prepared to treat women who need abortion. And GPs and the hospital system is not properly trained. The staff cannot be properly trained in 2 weeks over what is really a holiday period to provide the service. Although I do trust the doctors and I do trust Irish College of General Practitioners to have safe processes in place. But personally, I think that the introduction date should have been pushed back a little so that everybody could be properly informed and properly trained for the process.